We have LeBron's dad here with us. As a matter of fact, we'll find out if the rumors are true. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Tarbaugh, Mr. Cincinnati.
Oh, stop that. Sit down already, will you? Sit down.
What's with you? What, no top hat, no tails, nothing? Casual.
No tails.
This is casual.
Well,
for you.
Well, you know, I wore this. I think it's my lucky tie. This is an over the Rhine tie.
Yeah.
And I wore it on purpose for good luck. But I was concerned about being overdressed.
No, yeah, I wouldn't be concerned about that. It's
and then when I saw you, obviously, I knew I was.
We don't usually dress at all. It's radio. Who sees it?
I was concerned about having the right face for radio.
No.
Some people have told me I have a good face for radio.
No, yes, you do. And others such. Anything else you want? I know you got a pattern going here, and you want to probably.
Sad to get it in there. I was supposed to bring a six pack of Moreline out.
Yeah,
here,
where is it?
I don't know where it is, but I'm glad you mentioned it.
Yeah.
More beer consumed somewhere.
Did you have it when you left this morning?
I've never had it.
Okay.
More beer consumed per capita than any city in the country in 1900.
Yeah. So now you are a pure Cincinnati product. You went to St. Mary's, right? Elementary school, and then...
Charities, Jesuits.
Yeah.
St. X crosses around the corner from here, by the walkway.
Xavier's. And then did you go to XU?
I did not go. No, we had to draw the line
there,
somewhere.
Huh?
In fact,
when was the first time you saw a non-Catholic? Do you remember the occasion? Was it like a Jew or a Protestant or something? Remember who it was?
Mr. Betcher. Actually, I dated Diane Wiesen when I was 16 and almost converted.
A Jewish girl?
Her parents and my parents both found out, and that was the end of that.
Yeah.
But growing up in Hyde Park was all white, et cetera, and going to St. X was all white, et cetera. But Father Fay at St. X thought that I really needed some, you know, I was deserving of some more rounding.
Yeah, so set actually, you up with a Jewish girl?
So
what a full
purpose
school.
I ended up with Withrow High School,
which was
mixed color, mixed income, mixed gender, and mixed religion. And I wouldn't take $1 million for that experience. That turned me around.
Go to Woodrow, see the world?
Two years later, I ended up moving out of the suburbs of that suburb of Hyde Park to Avondale, which was a decidedly more mixed neighborhood. It was neat.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not saying you're not mingling now. I know you are.
Michael Feldman, I was born at Jewish Hospital, the oldest private, the oldest Jewish hospital in the country, 1860.
Take anybody. You
know. I was born there. Then I went back to live there when I was 18. I worked in the hospital, and I was able to get a room there, and I worked there.
Cool.
And lived there
at
age 18.
Cool. Yeah, and you know,
some of my best friends.
Don't give me that. It's never true. Then you ask for names, you know, give me names, give me numbers, and I'll call them and see if that's true. It's never true. So I don't bother with that. At one point, and I was reading all the bio stuff on you, and it said that you were a hippie entrepreneur.
Oh, I would
what
never.
What is that?
I don't know.
Were you a hippie
I've
at one time?
I've heard that phrase before.
Yeah.
I've never.
Do you remember
never
being
know
a hippie?
What that meant.
Or you probably wouldn't remember it, actually.
No, they say if you were there, you would not. And
where did that come from?
You know, that's why I'm listening this way a little bit. My hearing is not quite what it used to be.
I understand.
But I had a rock and roll nightclub in Cincinnati called the Ludlow Garage.
Famous. Famous. Infamous, even. Did that make you a hippie, though? It didn't make you a hippie.
I mean, it was offset by the young man who wrote across the front door of the garage when he couldn't get in for free, a long-haired pig is still a long-haired pig is still a capitalist pig.
Yeah.
No.
It's not a catchy phrase.
Not everybody.
It didn't catch on. Eat the rich is a lot shorter, and it's three words. You can't really beat that.
Not everybody thought I was a hippie.
Yeah. And then Arnold's, of course.
Of course.
Famous Arnold's. Was it the oldest bar anywhere or in Cincinnati?
Anywhere.
Even in Europe, they don't have
1861.
Bars. Yeah. And Arnold's, and you ran that for many years.
Yeah, that was a real highlight. I miss that every day.
Yeah.
But it's still here and still doing well. It's around the corner. We're on 7th Street. It's on 8th Street. So you can go there for lunch or dinner while you're here.
Yeah.
I recommend it.
Did Arnold's launch your political career? Is it so?
No, baseball on Broadway, actually.
Baseball
I mean,
Broadway.
I worked, my family was involved in public office for several generations, but
your mother was an activist.
But she was. But that's not Ida, though.
No.
Mary Beth.
Mary Beth.
Oh. But Mary Beth takes after Ida. Ah. She did until she died. But
okay. Ida's a Jewish name, you know?
Yes. You know,
there you go. We got something going.
Mount Adams.
Yeah. All right. There's something here.
Mount Adams used to be Mount Ida.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
And she was a cleaning lady, and the people were much revered. And then President Adams came to town to dedicate the observatory, and so they named it after him.
Yeah.
And Ida just kind of got pushed away, but she'll be back.
Yeah. I hope so. Sometimes they say Cincinnati, the Paris of the Midwest, or the Paris of America, or whatever.
Not necessarily a reflection on culture. It's more a matter of, at the turn of the century, of the density and the intensity of activity right where we are now,
yeah.
And, within, you know, a mile radius of here. It was the most, some would say, the most densely populated city in the northern hemisphere, the western hemisphere at that time. And so it was more of a comment on the comparable density, intensity of street life between here and Paris, not so much on the culture.
But you didn't let me get to my question. I was, that was all in a positive, you know, that's the thing separated by commas when some. Not to teach you grammar all of a sudden, but I was an English teacher. So anyway.
That's my other restaurant, Grammars.
Grammars, that's yeah. Right, yeah. It's German, right? Got a good schnitzel there at Grammars?
We did.
Yeah. And I was your sauerbraten. That's my favorite, actually.
The best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always aged for at least 7 days, sometimes eight or nine.
Yeah, and a few more in your stomach probably, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Another week in the stomach, and she's good as gold.
And it's back. Operating again, just
it
as
is,
a bar
yeah.
Right now, but it's doing well, and there's a long-range plan to restore the sauerbraten.
Yeah. Restore the sauerbraten. I like a good sauerbraten. You can't beat it, you know, with the purple
really?
Cabbage on
right,
the side.
Right, yeah.
You got to have the real deal.
Yeah, Maeters.
Maeters is very good.
Yeah. This was, Grammars was the Maeters of Cincinnati. Maeters in Milwaukee was the...
You don't have to talk down to me.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I can understand.
And the beer fest, we're going to get that beer fest eventually here. It's just a matter of time.
Well, for a while, Cincinnati was the beer capital before Milwaukee took it over. But I guess some of the Germans moved to Milwaukee from here
I think there were a few.
Yeah.
You know, it was getting crowded here.
Now, the Paris, though, I was going to say the Paris thing, it, to me, is because of the arrondissement of Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
They only got 20 of these arrondissements, these whatever you call them, neighborhoods in Paris.
Right.
20 arrondissements, and there's like 50 of them
50.
Here. 50. Right?
50 in the city limits of Cincinnati,
yeah.
Correct.
Which is unique, isn't it? I mean, it's amazing.
Yes, it
these
is.
Are all distinct. There are actually little towns that are sort of a confederation into Cincinnati.
It's one of the really wonderful parts of Cincinnati. There's a great sense of community in these individual neighborhoods. A lot of them still have... healthy business districts and, you know, a sense of place.
And one from one has ever been into the next one. That's pretty special.
Well, there is a not-so-myth about the West Side.
Yeah. Tell me it. I'm trying to understand. This is hard for an outsider to understand.
I'm here to dispel the myth. When I was 16, I went directly, as soon as I could drive, my father had died. My mother was working, so nobody had any control over me. So I had keys to the car, and I went right to the West Side. I had to find out what's this big mystery
there.
Over there. And there were real people there.
Yeah.
And
what did they look like? Were they stand upright and everything?
Mostly had sauerbraten in their back pocket, and a can of burger, or a bottle of burger.
Yeah.
But. It's the West Side is incredible. It's one of the. It was. I don't look quite so much anymore. A best kept secret. It's now being discovered more and more every day. And but it's beautiful, and it developed pretty much the same time as the rest of the city did.
But it's unique because there are no streets leading out of it. Right. There are a few streets leading into it, but you cannot leave once.
That's correct.
Yes.
It actually is topographically a little more challenging than the rest of the city, and it's steeper, it really kind of developed its own community, if you will, aside from downtown early on, and they had most of the services they needed, so they were able to operate a bit independently, And so it did become a sort of world unto itself in the 19th century, but it's back.
Yeah. Does Cincinnati have a rivalry going with Pittsburgh? Do I seem to detect...
Of sorts. Yeah. It's a friendly rivalry. In fact, there are incredible similarities between here and Pittsburgh.
Yeah, a lot of
The ethnic history and the topography of Pittsburgh and Cincinnati are very similar. They're on the river. They're on the same river we are, but they have two more.
Yeah.
Than
they
we
still
have.
Got one of their inclines, I know.
And that. They have two of them.
Two of them, yeah.
And that's a good role model for us. We have five inclines, four cable cars, plus a sophisticated streetcar system. We had 500 rail miles at the turn of the century, more than any city in the country.
Yeah.
And that's why this streetcar
and the subway.
Thing,
there's still
and
a subway.
Well, the subway was a reaction to dismantling those others. They had gotten to be too expensive, and... the subway was the next logical step, the logical next step. Had we done that, you couldn't touch this city right now, I guarantee you. But I don't know whether
it's still there, I guess, isn't it?
The tracks, some of the tracks are still there, a few blocks from where we're sitting right now on Central Parkway.
Yeah. I waited at the station there for like forever.
There are a few more that are still waiting there. Hopefully, we'll leave to see the day that we'll have something, you know, very similar to that.
Now, you are, tell me if, go ahead, he's running, you might as well. Are you not a Chartist? Is that true?
Charterite.
Charterite.
Yeah.
Chartist is religious. Yeah, Charterite is something else.
You don't want to mention that, actually, in the context of the subway, because...
No.
The Charter Party was a reaction to a machine, political machine run that ran the city in the early...
The Cox
machine, right,
yeah, going way back.
And for all the good that they did, it got a little bit out of hand, and there was a lot of patronage, graft, corruption in the teens and early 20s. So what was left of the Republicans combined with the Democrats and formed the third party, the Charterite Party, which was the reformist, to take the P out of politics in the city of Cincinnati.
So just be Olitics?
Olitics.
Was that part of their charter? That must have been good reading. They took all the P's out of their charter.
Took all the P's, left the broccoli, but they... And there was some obvious good about that, but the bad about it was... that the subway, which had been started by the machine, was taken off the table because that was their project, and we didn't want anything to do with that political machine. So that was a mistake.
It wasn't just that, there
were some serious engineering mistakes, and the design of the subway was such that the turns were too tight, and the cars that had been ordered would not fit those turns, so they had to start over. And those trains went to Toronto. So to give you an idea of what we might have here had we continued with that, we might have one of the most sophisticated subway systems in North America.
It could be the Toronto of the Midwest.
Yes.
Instead of the Paris, then you got to rethink the whole thing.
Wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah. And you're like the only surviving charterist, aren't you? I mean, is there anyone else?
No,
is
actually, there
huge
are
party?
Two...
Do you have conventions?
I'm not in office right now, but there are two people on city council that are Charterites, Roxanne Qualls, a former mayor, and Chris Sports.
Yeah. Do you have conventions? I don't recall hearing.
Convention. It's amazing that it survived this long. I think one of the reasons it started was to convert the strong mayor system to the city manager system. So you hire a professional administrator to be the CEO, and that's the way it is now.
Wow.
But those things are being revisited from time to time.
Yeah, they didn't reproduce apparently. The Charterists.
Not as prolific. Well, neither did the tapes.
You should have encouraged reproduction among the faithful.
I encourage that.
Yeah. And now you're running for... why are you running for the county and not for... It's because it's a CEO running the city, I guess. Is that it? Because it's not a political thing now. But the action really is on the county level?
I think so. I think right now that the county...
Power grab? Is it a power grab?
Power grab.
Yeah.
It's a conspicuous power grab, and right now I think the communication, the discussion between city and county is not what I think it ought to be. Mm-hmm.
I read that there's something like, tell me if it's true or not, that there's something like 200 jurisdictions.
No, actually, the same as Cincinnati. Cincinnati has 50 neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Hamilton County has 48 different jurisdictions.
Yeah. So there's
townships
lots
and villages and cities.
Yeah.
And one of which, Norwood, is the largest city in America surrounded by another city. That would be Norwood surrounded by Cincinnati.
Yeah, or vice versa, depending.
We don't have, like Indianapolis, Lexington, Louisville, Columbus, which are the four of the five cities surrounding us.
Yeah.
And we are the hub of the six-city region, Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky. And what was my point?
I don't think so. I don't think that was your point. Let me ask you this.
We don't have unigov or metropolitan governments, yeah. What I was going to say, okay. Like Lexington, Louisville, Indianapolis, and Columbus do.
Right.
And they're accomplishing things, I think, relative to their natural resources a lot more than we are, even though we do have an arts and culture infrastructure, I think, yeah. That is at the top of its game. But
so if when you're elected, Jim Tarbell, to
chicken in every pot.
Chicken every pie, and will you march on Norwood to consolidate it with Cincinnati? Start with Norwood, because that's the big one.
Well, I just think we need to have a stronger conversation, and I think that we're at the point where some sharing...
That's what Hitler said. And then it was the Rhineland, ladies and gentlemen, right after that. Of course, he said it in German, totally different. But to be fair, we should have your opponent on here, but do you have one?
I don't think so.
Is anyone here running against Jim Tarbell? It's probably a bad
There's
bet.
A rumor that there's somebody out there, but yeah. I wouldn't
okay.
know.
And is this pretty much your platform, Tarbell?
What the hell? Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Does that encompass it? Thank you. I really wanted the button more than anything. I don't want to ruin the shirt with it, but I'm going to keep it close to
that
my
may
heart.
Be the last one. That's from 1997, yeah. My first campaign.
Yeah. Jim, I want to thank you for joining us here, kind of kicking things off for us at Cincinnati.
My pleasure.
You are Mr. Cincinnati. You were voted like the best guy in town or something.
I think the mayor proclaimed that. I don't know what mood he was in at the time. I don't know what he was drinking or smoking or eating. But, you know, those things do happen.
Jim Tarbell, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Cincinnati. I don't have to tell you. Does he have national prospects? We shall see. This could catapult him, you know, Hamilton County presidency.
Yeah, I see it.
It's a logical step.
The path is there.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, hi.
I could vote for a guy like that.
I could too. Yeah. I don't even live here.
What the hell?
I could vote three times for him.
You got up early enough.
Yeah, you betcha.